Emily, what about combined biologics and GIST? Is there an interest in that? Is it being studied in trials?
I have to say, I just looked at the trials in anticipation of this, and there weren't a lot of studies looking at combinations. Most of the studies are looking at next-generation targeted therapies. In fact, there's a phase 3 right now with nilotinib. There's also a phase 3 looking at rechallenging with imatinib after prior progression. I think the challenge with the combination targeted therapies, I think, is going to some extent relate to tolerability. I think these issues of single agent, there's tolerability issues potentially long term. In combination, I think you'd have to be fairly careful about how you chose to do the combinations due to concerns for overlapping toxicity. Again, I think when you're talking about long-term therapy, and again, in the advanced setting, it may be a little bit different set of challenge than in the adjuvant, but in long-term therapy, even these subtle low-grade toxicities can be an issue.